the more they ascend the scale, the more they descend in terms of their evaluation of themselves. But that does not bring, in the right sense, doesn't bring discouragement, because the more lowly we become, the more we realize how much we depend on Christ, and therefore we look to Him for the help. It's like when things just get very, very heavy as far as problems are concerned, you suddenly realize there's nothing more you can do about it, and then you relax and put it in the Lord's hands. It's when you get finally to the place that it's completely out of your control, then you're going to be at peace. Anyway, this is a problem in general in Christendom, because a great many Christians are unhappy with their relationship to Christ, or discouraged, disheartened, on a guilt trip, which keeps them trying to push ahead, trying to get better and better. And that's discouraging, disheartening, and one never really is at peace about it unless you get hold of this principle that we've been working with, which comes out of Ephesians. We won't spend too much longer on it. We want to move on. But I want to be sure you have it, because I want to be sure you can be at peace day in and day out, week in and week out. Not because you're thoroughly satisfied with who you are or what you are, but because you're thoroughly satisfied that only Christ can do this in you. Only He can bring you to where you must want to be. Now, He does it through circumstances that are difficult, trying, devastating sometimes, and you don't know what He's doing, but He's working on you. That is, He's probably trying to help you become, not become better and better, but clearer and clearer as to your position with Him. The total dependency of your spirit on Him to accomplish this. Now, I've also tried to make clear to you that it doesn't mean you just become sloppy in your habits and your practices as a human in the flesh. The fact that you are a child of Christ and that He has you in His care and in His kingdom does not make it all right for you to go out and lose your temper and therefore lose your job or lose your family. Some people, the loss of temper can do great damage. Now, I can say to you, Christ understands human conditions, and the loss of temper is not something that's going to get you thrown out of the kingdom. But it could get you fired. Could lose your family. You could lose a lot of things by losing your temper. So in the process of human maturity, you learn what things are worth losing your temper over and what are not.